Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Welcome to SEO Show.
Let's go.
What's up, you up, you cartoons?
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
Hold on.
What's up, you cartoons in a cartoon graveyard? This is SEO Show.
Woo.
Always have to start this like this. This is terrible.
Wait, you don't like
the theme
you don't like
song.
The theme song to the show?
It makes me sick.
What?
It hurts my stomach.
To me, it's like the most mainstream thing I can think of.
Honestly, I'm sorry, Anna, but, you know, eat a Tums because that is the one that's going to be sticking with it. Because we don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. That being said, there were four graves dug in that grave last week.
That's right.
Whoa, that's what right. You're going to go. It's what you're, how you're just. Segue?
I mean, I think we need to first. I mean, I guess I don't know if anyone listened to the last show, but it didn't.
It's
nobody listened to the last show.
It failed to launch.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like all the suicides that have been happening in the news.
No, Jesus.
You're talking about that's what I thought was so harsh. No, okay, yeah. No, yeah. We recorded the show last week and Anchor lost all of the audio.
Anchor dug our graves in the cartoon graveyard.
That's right.
It's like a mega diss to Anchor. Like, that's completely unacceptable.
I guess they lost a lot of people's audio. I was talking, like, we have a friend on the... Hey, what's going on? Who's, like, crunching,
not
like,
me.
Chips? What's going on?
Whoa.
This is a professional show.
Aggressive. Let me open the foil. There we go. Now we're done. I wanted okay. some not.
Pop that chip bag.
What okay. was that exactly?
Does anybody have any other that noises was, they want to make?
Yeah, that was a garlic naan.
Ah.
Oh.
And okay.
let's get out your sounds right now. Anybody got to fill up their glass of water? Anybody want to?
Hold on a second. Give me a second.
I think I'm good. I feel like it's fun because Evan last time he had a La Croix, and then today I feel horrible and I'm having a bean avocado toast. So whoever,
yeah,
you know,
keep it awesome. In bougie. Keep it in
wow.
bougie.
We are true.
We are cartoons in cartoon graveyards.
The truest.
So yeah, maybe one day that audio will be recovered. I'm still optimistic that they'll get it back. And if it does, we'll let you hear it. It was good. I loved it. I liked the conversation we had.
It was a good combo. It was a 2-hour combo, but mm-hmm. it was a 2-part series, and it was very good.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it in the cartoon graveyard and keep on moving.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, you guys on... This is... Oh, let me explain what the show is, and let me explain who we are. It's been 3 minutes. I'm sorry, new listeners. This is the SEO show where... We look at what's trending on Google Trends and other things, and then we talk about them so that we can put those in the description of this content. And then people who might be searching for these things on the internet might accidentally stroll into this show, and then we've captured them, and they are now our audience.
Right.
Precisely.
This week on the show, we had him last week, but we lost the audio. Evan Rogers, data special, data doctor. The algorithm guru
whisperer
himself.
Algorithm whisperer.
Algorithm whisperer. Yeah, I don't know. He's worked for a lot of tech websites.
Hold up.
And
let
helping
him introduce
them.
Himself.
I thought I should do it this time. He did it last. This is not okay. You do it.
Well, nobody heard it.
That's
I know.
Nobody did hear that. That was a good episode.
This is your premiere. This is.
But
your
I didn't know if maybe
too.
If I introduce him, like, it would be, like, it's like he's a guest, so I should know everything that's good about him and,
that's
like, really talk him up.
See, I feel like, yeah, I feel like that's a good, that's the old world, though. That's an old
oh,
world
okay.
intro. technique that now you got to let people either sink or swim on their own. It's a dog eat dog world out there. So my name is Evan Rogers, aka Daryl Sweat. As Rondo mentioned, I have worked for numerous media companies where I have done some kind of audience development work, whether that be on YouTube or on their social channels just in general. I was twice certified by YouTube's audience development program. So I'm here to dump those numbers, to dump that CSV.
Mm-hmm. And to give us like a competitive advantage, any sort of like tricks of the trade that will get us more audience, more organic audience.
Is this a good time to be doing the show, Evan?
Yeah.
For true SEO opportunity?
Oh no.
Time of the week.
So here's the thing, is the time that we record the show is not necessarily the same as the time we publish the show.
It would have been the same day.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like the whole idea is we're shooting from the hip. We're recording and publishing same day.
Right. So
and it's already 9 p.m. East Coast time, so.
Well, I thought we were going to release it tomorrow during a hot time.
Okay, we could do that.
Does it really matter when it's released?
And I'll tell you why. Because each social network sort of has their usage patterns, like how the end user is using it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you post on Twitter does actually matter. When you post on Facebook, it doesn't actually matter because, you know, Facebook is sort of holding that information captive until someone logs in and they find it, you know, profitable mm-hmm. to show it to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for this, I feel like on podcasts, people sort of download podcasts and they listen to them at their convenience. So there's a much larger swing time.
I want this to be in someone's podcast feed on Wednesday mornings. So that's why we're recording it now.
Okay.
Is that not a bad idea?
That's as good a reason as any.
Last time we discussed that maybe the most opportune time is Monday morning.
I feel like that is the case, like either Monday morning or the weekend, but also like that's just sort of my usage pattern.
For podcast timing. But okay, we're
whatever,
gonna,
dude.
We're going to break the rules.
Monday morning, rain is falling. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Let me introduce Zach. Zach's on the show. If he listens to any other podcasts on my channel, Zach's on all of them. He's my brother, and we're usually bored and calling each other and making podcasts.
We're trying to pump out content, and I'm kind of just, you know, I want to do it all because something's gonna stick. So I'm here to just throw some sketty at the wall and, you know, see what happens.
And then Anna Tree, she works in the content biz, making content, worked at a lot of I don't know, she's a designer. I don't know
I'm
how
not
else
a
you
designer,
want
designer, Ron. I'm an art director.
Oh, really? Now you're an art director? That's your official title?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, did not realize that. Okay, editing team, cut that out, please.
And I'm Ryan, you know, I'm on this channel. This is my channel, that's all, folks. Maybe this will spin off into its own podcast if, like, you know, we get any viewer listeners ever. So do you
and I was 2 seconds ago, you, when you asked me, like, is this a good time? I've been, like, trying to, like, sneakily eat because I haven't eaten all day. And, like, I thought you meant, like, hey, is this a good time? Maybe, like, you shouldn't be.
Wow. That's funny. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I just smashed like 2 giant pieces of toast. So this is.
Oh yeah.
We're both on the same wave.
Content.
We also.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, we also I think made it home from the same building, which is also weird. But that's a side note. I don't know if I should say the name of the company. Yeah.
I said it.
Oh, you said it. Okay.
I think he said it last week.
Oh yeah.
In Gadget
okay.
/ Oath.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fine.
Okay. I never know how much I should say.
But you were at Tumblr, right?
Yeah, I'm at Tumblr. But because I've been on so many of these shows, whether it's like Trashcast or whatever, I like to remain kind of anonymous. But I do have a career. I worked at an advertising digital agency for like 6 or 7 years, and now I'm at Tumblr.
Oh my god, do we work in the same building? We do work in the same building?
We do. I think I've seen you like maybe once or twice.
That is but in crazy. Passing. We yeah. should just do this in Oath then.
I like want to like run out of that building so fast every day.
Yeah, same. That's true. You have free lunches though.
That is the best, yeah.
So you guys want to talk about what's popular right now?
Yeah.
Let's dive in.
Do you have some of the Google Trends pulled up?
Let's log the fuck on.
What did you say?
I said, let's log the fuck on.
I'm already logged. Where do you want to start? Like yesterday's biggest news or what's going on today?
Maybe.
I don't even know.
Biggest news.
I think we should maybe just kick the top part out of the way. Ryan, go ahead and tune out for me, please.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sports, guys. So the Golden State Warriors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers to I'm sad, you know, as a Cleveland boy, but
you're about to fly to Cleveland about 10 like 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'm leaving to the airport here in like 45 minutes.
Oh, dang.
So I'm going to console the team and the rest of my city. But all in all, LeBron played really well. The Warriors just had stacked ass team. LeBron was playing with everyone on his back, and you know he didn't have it in the tank. Does anyone else here have an opinion on sports?
God damn, I'm glad you backpacked us across that entire topic. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm just gonna kick it down one more to because that was the first. Thing
There's
on my search.
Yeah, that's today. Yeah, Warriors Parade is like the search term.
And then the
parade, I guess.
And then the second.
And then the Capitals second. Parade. What's that?
Yeah, you know what? Just go ahead and tune yourself back out.
That's another.
It's all sports on the first two. But yeah, Capitals, Washington Capitals, Washington, D.C., they beat the Las Vegas Knights.
What sport is this?
Hockey. They won the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So I don't really have much to say about that other than the Capitals won and they eliminated my team, Columbus Blue Jackets, in like the fucking first round.
So. It's a rough day for Ohio. Whoa, Daryl, what's going on? He sounds crazy.
That was a crowd cheering.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was kind of crazy that the Las Vegas Knights were in the Stanley Cup playoffs because this is literally their first year in the league. So that's kind of crazy.
So my number two story is not the same, but it is related.
Really? Oh. Wait a second. What?
Yeah, it says Washington, D.C. transit system trolls Trump with Capitals parade tweet.
That's what I saw.
Okay, it's the same thing, but I was just kind of saying that the Capitals won. I don't know. I didn't read the article.
So the article here has a nice little sort of angle here. I respect the writer. This is what happens when you look for literally anything interesting to say when your editor is like, you have to write something about this. This is when you scrape the bottom of the barrel, you pull out whatever you can. So the joke here is that the Washington, D.C. transit system made fun of Trump, which is, you know, good. It's better to explain the joke, I find, you know, so. Yeah, so they're in D.C. Trump is also in D.C., get it? And they made a joke about their ridership members, and that's pretty much as far as we need to take this one.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of lost. I thought
halfway through this, I realized that, like, I would have to read out these tweets and explain a joke, and it became not.
Oh.
Yeah, I just didn't get it because I thought we were a pro-Trump podcast.
Are we?
Wait.
That seems like a goof.
That joke didn't get any laughs.
So, both of those got 100,000 searches, by the way. I think the last time we were thinking, like, probably some good information to tack on to the end of these little wrap-ups is
that Warriors sure. Parade has 100K searches, Capitals Parade 100K.
Right.
I think that's not really necessarily that story. It's just people searching the term Capitals Parade, you know.
Yeah.
When you told me like that the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors won 3 weeks ago, I thought that was the end. I thought that was the end.
No, that was like the first and second game, I believe. They swept.
I thought it was over. I was already done with basketball 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Well, it's a best of seven series.
Oh, wait, so this is not the end?
This is it's over.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, anyways, a lot of sports in the top 10 here.
Yeah, I think we should go to like yesterday's top news, because there's like 2 million searches, 2 million.
What? I don't know.
What?
Well, first of all, what are you looking at? Because like I'm clicking on the left hand sidebar and I'm in trending searches.
So am I.
Daily search trends.
Yes.
Correct.
Trending. Yeah, my number searches. Three is
Judge, it's the AT&T and Time Warner merger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my number eight. Yeah.
Well, how is that your number eight? That's so
yeah,
weird.
That's also my number eight.
That's number
so we're in a different time zone, maybe that's why.
But what? No, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Well, I think it's because they just – because Evan was eating naan and Anna had an avocado toast.
Wait. So, wait. Are you guys – is this based on, like, where we are in the United States?
That's what Zach just said.
Yeah.
But so it's location, not time. I guess they're different times, but it's more
– it's liberal bias.
Wait,
that's
so you,
very interesting.
But we're in Los Angeles. Like,
I'm just joking.
This was posted 4 hours ago.
This is so weird. I'd love to know what's going on here.
Yeah, what does your sort of Matrix bubble look like?
Well, our third search top thing on today is John Schneider. I don't know who that is, but that's what it is.
Oh, that's number three.
That's number four for me. I like the conceit that we're like, which two stories will duke it out for number three?
Yeah.
Or is this just something having to do with like a content bubble? Like maybe
I don't know if this is. Yeah, is this mine? But it's weird. It's weird that you guys are both seeing the same one, and Zach and I are seeing the same one. That's why it feels location based.
Like an incognito search for the same page, what would happen?
Does your blog say John Schneider? Oh no, that's just what I clicked on. That's okay. Got it.
Well, either way, let's just keep rolling. Guys, let us know what your number three is, because we'd love to crack this bubble or crack the code,
mystery,
if you will.
Yeah.
It says, I don't know. Weird. Well, what is your top story from yesterday? Can we just go to that? Because,
I want to talk about number three from yesterday.
I mean,
that's literally the only thing that I've heard about.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I know you're
Who wants to say what it is?
Someone got married. What are going to, right?
Somebody got a freaking marriage.
How do I set it to yesterday?
You
just
scroll
keep
down.
Scrolling down. Or you can, if you were on the first initial page, you just hit more trends.
Got it.
You know what's really funny about what we just did is that number one is Trump meeting Kim Jong-un, and then like we just completely blow over that.
I have not much to say. I mean, we could talk about it, but like I have a little bit more to say about Pete Davidson dating Ariana Grande.
Oh shit.
That's a very topic.
This is a hot one, baby. That's all I'm saying.
I thought, you know, Ariana Grande, she's a babe, right?
Okay, guys, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
If you don't know Pete Davidson, yeah, he's from SNL. They always say, like, this is the young guy that smokes weed. That's, like, his character. I don't really understand how he even got that, like, role.
It's because he kind of just looks asleep all the time.
Yeah, he's got the eyes that have a little bit of a droop to the lids.
Yeah, definitely.
And a pronounced sort of lower eyelid type thing.
For sure. He looks like he's just, like, wasted all the time. Then he laughs like through every skit. People hate him for that.
Does he?
Huh?
I didn't know that he laughed through every skit. I haven't been totally up to.
I haven't watched
speed.
SNL in years either.
Yeah. Oh, this okay. So this explains. So this is sort of like a forensic story time right now. I saw today on Twitter some Ariana Grande fan had some kind of like Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson's like conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
what's
there's
that?
Been a lot of that.
What's this conspiracy?
That
I'm not familiar with this at all.
It has to do with Larry David's daughter that he was dating before Ariana.
What is it?
Because see, number 10 for me, Casey or Cassie David. So that was number 10, and it got 10,000. Yeah, so she made it into the news twice yesterday in a big way.
Damn.
So okay, wait, they think that the relationship's not real, or what's the conspiracy?
I think that she was dating, or it's just weird that he started dating Ariana before he broke up with Casey or Cassie or whatever, because it's like literally like a week apart or something, because there's confirmed evidence that they started dating on like May 9th or something. I don't know what the date is. And then, you know, he broke up with Casey on May 3rd, so people are just drawing diagrams and math to try to fucking figure this sucker out. I don't know.
Okay, wow. I thought we were shallow.
What all I'm gonna say is Pete Davidson is fucking killing it right now.
He's literally the only thing that has made him relevant. It's crazy.
I mean, I've never even heard of this Cassie David, but she's a mega babe too. Like,
I mean, yeah, I know. For Larry David's daughter, that's insane.
It's crazy that a guy that, like we described as looking half asleep and on drugs is getting such babes.
That's so true. Honestly, yeah. Like now everybody thinks he's a babe. It's really weird. It's really weird because I don't think anybody thought that before.
Also, so is it even confirmed? Like, I don't even know. Like, I mean, is this just speculation or is it for what, like
their relationship
or like the engagement? Or
I think
whatever.
It's real.
People so were thinking that they had been dating way longer than it was publicly announced. Based on like a couple of weeks ago, there's a controversy about tattoos or whatever. And that Ariana has Pete Davidson's tattoo on her knuckle. Oh, my God. And then like Pete Davidson had the same tattoo plus three others at this time, this day, and whatever. And so people were like flipping out and doing like Insta stories about it.
But you guys,
I did see that he had like a weird tattoo like behind.
Oh, that one his too. Yeah, yeah.
Ear or something. I didn't. Does he have a tattoo like that? Is on her like?
That's what I thought was weird. Is that she just has? No, I guess yeah. The one behind his ear is of Ariana's like record, whatever, those bunny ears or whatever.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then she got his knuckle tattoo or something on her knuckle. And honestly, you guys, I don't know why I know this. I work at Tumblr and I know people that are like are really obsessed with things and they talk to me about them and I don't say no.
How do you guys feel about the behind the ear tattoo?
I think it's a original
pretty good spot.
Not a lot of people do that.
I think.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't like. I don't know.
Other than like Tommy Lee or something, he had those kiss lips. Pamela Anderson's kiss lips. Remember?
Yeah. Do you guys think this relationship's gonna last?
No,
I don't think so either.
I like how Evan's completely dropped off. Oh my God, he did.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, I just thought he didn't have much to say about it.
Me too.
I was like, yeah, maybe he doesn't.
Fuck.
We should get him back.
Let's get him.
Yeah,
back.
Let's get him back.
Wait, all right, guys. We need like a theme song for when we're fishing people back. Hold on.
Well, just put back on.
I can be alone.
All right. When we come back, we'll tell you if Ariana and Pete are gonna last.
Yeah. So weird. Hello.
Hello.
Holy smokes. Where'd that Zachariah go? Oh. What's up, Zach?
All right. We got Evan back.
Did we? Nice. Okay, cool.
Wow, we thought dude, you were just didn't have much to say. I don't know how long you were gone. Like,
yeah.
This is about 5 minutes, I'd say.
Evan just talking like to himself, like about like the
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson,
just really going long on this topic. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I was going on. You're going, yeah. I don't know. You missed the whole thing.
Do you think, but, Evan? Before we realized you were gone, we were saying, do you think that this relationship's going to last?
Absolutely.
What? You do?
Yeah.
How?
I love that confidence.
I mean, you know, Ariana is such a talented musician. And from what I know about popular culture, that definitely translates into being a professional relationship haver.
Really?
I think this is this is the sarcasm that I was delivering earlier when I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think it's going to last.
Look, I give it like a month.
A month? Wow, I was going to give it 4 months.
I'm giving it 6.
It'll last longer than an anchor stable connection.
I mean, dude, they're going to give us twice now. I don't know. Do you think that this is fake? Do you think this is like a Logan Paul wedding stunt?
What's the advantage?
What's my question is like, do you think that this is a stunt?
You think this is Jerrica, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that it really could be because, I mean, it definitely could be, but I mean, just look at them together. They look fucking great together.
They do look great together, and you would have never thought until you saw that picture of them both dressed in that Hogwarts outfit.
And I want to print that out.
It's a cute pic. It's a cute couple pic.
Yeah, like, for real, like, relationship goals.
So wait, you think that they're just so photogenic? They're just like, we've talked about this before. Do you think that the ship relationship for fans is the most powerful fan relationship there is? Like, when you ship somebody, is that a more powerful fandom than just being a regular fan of an individual?
I think definitely. Well,
I think so too, because it's like true love is possible, and this is the example of it in my life.
Do they have like internal? I wonder if at Tumblr they have like internal meetings about high profile ships and how these communities are doing.
Definitely. I'm sure they do.
Definitely.
They have posts. Like there are posts on Tumblr that like quantify these fan bases that are really cool.
Yeah, we do a whole thing called Fandometrics where basically we just track through this kind of weird system the fandom surrounding a bunch of different communities on the platform. And ships is most definitely like a really big category, and then we constantly are ranking like ships across a bunch of different kinds of communities, so like Marvel or K-pop or like regular pop culture or whatever. A lot of
LGBTQ
like sort of shipping things going on. So it's a
really I love cool those. Group. Those yeah. are amazing.
Yeah, because even like the Spider-Man thing is like kind of like that's totally a ship.
But here's my question. Do you guys watch the Nintendo Direct from today?
No.
No.
Hashtag topical, hashtag news. Well, if you didn't watch it, we can't talk about it. But my ship from that is definitely Star Wolf and Giga Bowser. That's my ship. From today's announcement.
I don't know any one of those.
I love the way that sounds.
I know. Giga Bowser sounds great.
What is that? Can you just
is that related that to Bowser?
Yeah. So they announced a new Super Smash Bros. Today. I mean, they had already announced it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They
nice. Are you a fan?
Huge fan, and I don't not even sarcastically, sincerely.
Cool. No, a lot of my friends like it a lot. So
it's a great game. And in this one, they brought back Fox. Wolf from the Star Fox franchise. They also introduced Giga Bowser, which is like the scarier Bowser, I think, from the like first one or something.
Damn, is that like Wario's brother?
He's kind of like the Wario of Bowser, right?
Nah, he's just a different Bowser. Like they have multiple different links in there, and it's more similar to that.
I guess it would be like Chowser, and he would be a nice guy or something, though.
That would be what, exactly.
He's got red hair and he's got like armbands.
He looks like he's been hitting leg day.
That's for sure.
He's got some really powerful thighs.
That's what the gay community is looking for. Just letting you know.
Big thighs, nice thighs.
Exactly.
They are defined. More defined than I've ever seen Bowser's legs.
More than anyone really asked for, but that's where we are.
he honestly looks similar to Tom Platz, the Quad King, if you're familiar.
Wow, no, I've not, but that's amazing.
If you just search Tom Platz, P-L-A-T-Z, you're going to find some really incredible ones.
Oh, my God! Jesus
Christ. I went to a Tom Platz squat clinic for work a couple weeks ago, and something that he said was, eat butter, real butter, every day.
What the shit? Clinic?
I mean, that explains why he's so shiny in all these pictures.
Yeah.
That's the body.
I wonder if he's buttering himself from the inside.
I think so, yeah.
His comes out of his pores.
And it's working. Whatever he's doing, it's working.
Yeah, he's like glistening. It's really weird. Holy shit.
Sorry, I just
had right? So like you saw him in the modern time. All these pictures I'm seeing are him from definitely 20 to 30 years ago.
Yeah, he's 62 now.
Is he like is his body okay? Did he stretch himself out?
No, he's not big anymore. He's like he's kind of just looks like a normal like older guy. I mean, he's definitely still in shape, but he's not like big.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wait.
But like our brother Kyle is really into bodybuilding, and like I told him, and he was like, dude, I'd love to meet Tom Platz, because I didn't know who the fuck it was. So
is he into like the culture of bodybuilding? Like he's not just getting gym swole?
He reads a lot about or he used to a lot about like certain techniques, and yeah, he was into like you read a lot of Arnold stuff.
He's a muscle nerd. There's no doubt about it.
Muscle nerd.
I don't know if there's another name for it.
Not so much anymore. We can probably get Kyle on the show maybe next week, but he's really into carpentry right now. But
mm-hmm.
You should ask him about Giga Bowser's body. He should give me a
breakdown.
Oh, yeah. like the 300 workout. Like, you remember that workout when the movie 300 was out, and then everybody's trying to do the workout so they could get like a 10-pack. We should do the Giga Bowser workout so you can look like Giga Bowser.
I'd like to cut Giga Bowser's body fat by 10% personally.
Wow.
I want to see some more muscles, because I know that he's got it in him.
Oh my God.
Same, absolutely.
Do you have anything else to say about Ariana Grande and PJ? Oh,
we were talking about Sony E3 at this point.
I forgot. Yeah, you smooth transition. So the Pete Davidson thing, that was a 1 million searches, which is weird that he was the top search and not Ariana Grande, right?
I think it's because he's in the middle of the triangle.
Okay, but so that was at 1 million searches. And then Nintendo E3 is at 500K right below it.
Maybe it's because people were like, who is Pete Davidson?
Maybe. Yeah, because they know
you're like, wait, I think I had science with that guy.
Any more good Nintendo announcements? I didn't watch any of it.
Or anything at E3, I guess?
Yeah, so Fortnite is coming to the Switch. That's a big one.
Oh, damn.
That is really big.
Yeah. I'm personally excited about that. I don't love Fortnite, but the idea of a nice little competitive shooter I could sort of play in bed and not really care about that much is pretty cool.
Nice.
So I think you guys would be interested in this game called Death Stranding. And I was in Gadget's live stream last night, live streaming about it over the E3 press conference. Not a big deal, but check it out if you can.
We'll put a link in the description.
That's what I'm fishing for, baby. Death Stranding is really cool. So Hideo Kojima, do you guys know anything about him?
No, he's like the godfather of video games or some shit, right?
No, I mean, that would imply that he has some sort of, like, you know, origination aspect to, like, video games. But, like, he's the guy behind.
Good.
Yes, he's the guy behind the Metal Gear Solid series. And he's a nutcase on Twitter, which is why people love him. He's weird and quirky, and that's what people like.
Was Metal Gear Solid the one where you, like, drove around in, like, monster trucks?
No. Metal Gear Solid is a five-part sort of military drama that set the stage for cinematic storytelling through video games. That's pretty much why it's got its acclaim.
Cool.
He was part of Konami, I believe, and Konami is one of the companies that has sort of like, hold on, let me just make sure. But either way, the company that he was part of before has definitely sold out 100%. Like, they want to make like slot machines and shit. You know, just go full ham sandwich on the sellout aspect. So clearly he wasn't all about that. And there was some dispute about whether or not his name would be on the box for Metal Gear Solid 5. Anyway, he left Konami. And for a while, wasn't really sure, like, clear what he was going to do. But he started Kojima Productions or whatever, his own company. And his first sort of game out the gate is this game called Death Stranding. So I know that was a lot of lead up, but he's here making Death Stranding. And it's a very curious game because like Guillermo del Toro has like been in the trailers for it. Mads Mikkelsen is in the game. Not as the person. He's playing a character in there, but it's his exact likeness. And oh god, what is that guy's name? His name, the real star,
the dude from Walking Dead.
Yeah, the dude from Walking Dead.
His name's Daryl too, right? In The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
What is his name?
So, I don't know. But what's different about this game? Like, why am I gonna, as a person who hates video games, am I gonna want to play it?
Because it's really an incredible sort of cinematic spectacle. This has so much more to do with like, Norman Reedus is the guy's name. Thank God. This has so much more to do with film necessarily than it does with like video games. People are looking forward to this like a really fucking sick interactive movie, I think.
So it's like,
well, even just speaking about that is like, not to skip, we just kept going on yesterday's news, but today's news at number 5, Last of Us 2 or whatever, when you're talking about cinematography, like, I saw the trailer for that and it's like really insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, that's made me really happy. That whole trailer.
Yeah, it was like the main character, it's kind of like maybe you can explain it a little bit better, but it's like an adventure kind of like fighting game where it's like you're the main female character, and the female character is like queer or something. So like the front or the beginning of the trailer was like kind of like an intimate moment between her and her whoever. And then it cuts, and it's like this. It just shows like gameplay of like the different battle scenes that are just like really, really crazy to look at. And then it like then it goes back into like cinematography, and it shows that it was like a recollection or something like that. And they go back to like the two together.
It was so good. Well, yeah, you know, like basically, just to sort of like, I remember this because I just like just covered this like Basically, this girl, there's a party happening in this trailer, and this guy walks up to Ellie, the girl, the sort of protagonist in this scenario, who is a wallfly. She's standing by the bar, sort of too shy to really do anything. And this guy is an idiot, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sad. My old girlfriend's dancing with other people." And Ellie's like, "I don't care about you at all." Then that girl comes over and she's like, "Guy, who just said that? I don't care about you at all either." And then she grabs Ellie. And Ellie's like, "Everyone's looking at you. You're so pretty." And she's like, "Maybe they're looking at you. Everyone should be terrified of you." And that sort of gives her like a PTSD flashback where she fucking murks like 19 people with a bow and arrow.
Oh, that's what was happening. I was half watching it, Evan.
It's all good.
So yeah, but I was mostly watching it for just like the way that they edited that like trailer for it is like unlike any sort of video game kind of like trailer that I've ever seen.
Well, are you like, you're not really a gamer, are you?
No, Anna? Well, that's exactly why. Like me seeing this, I was like, this is pretty significant just in the way that it's right. Like executed all around.
Man, you should play God. You should play God of War. That shit made me cry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. It's like old God of War is like the most next level dude bro video game that's like ever existed ever. Like, I think the second one, I didn't play the old ones. I just played this new one that just came out on the PS4. The old one's like open. You're like having sex with like a bunch of girls. And you're like, yeah, let's fucking kill shit. And this one is like a deep reflection on violence of the past. And how it perpetuates in the future.
Yeah, it's very psychological.
I don't know. I would just say that like a lot of video games are sort of hitting this because people know how to write movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think they're just the writer talent out there is just experienced in writing movies and dramatic TV shows. So like they just have made their way in the video game industry.
Yeah. It's really good.
I will say I've never really been a gamer, but like recently, I don't even know what I was watching, but I was watching my roommate play something, and it was so cinematic, and I was like, wow, like this is pretty tight. Like, I mean, I'm completely out of the loop, so but I know, like, I'm sure there's some like really good like story boards or storylines, and
I mean, I'm kind of sad that I'm not more into video games also, like only because I feel like we're getting into like a kind of tipping point of where they'll probably just be like way better. I mean, they already are way better than actual movies that are released to the mainstream. Like, when's the last time you said that you saw a movie that was good? I guess we then now think of movies more like good television or whatever on like Netflix streaming platform. But even then, is like, this is just super long. This is longer than like a series, like a show. Like, you know, this is like a video game. It's like very involved, and it's like, I don't know, actually,
there's definitely,
how would
like
you compare the two?
There's definitely a heavy connection between what they're doing with HBO shows, like across, you know, 8 episodes, sort of like 10 hour narratives basically.
That's
basically like the writing structure between a show like Westworld or The Young Pope or something like that.
Yeah.
And the writing that goes into one of these video games, they share an awful lot is really my thesis.
I guess that's my question. Yeah. And that kind of makes sense. When you said HBO, I'm like, oh yeah, I can totally see that. Even in just like this one that we're talking about, just like even the way that it looks, it's like kind of the same color palette and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Oh man. There's everything that they have, like, I'm not going to get into shaders. I was going to like go on a dive into like how they're using shaders to sort of like emulate film characteristics, but like it's getting really good. They can do like depth of field pops.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all this color grading. Like, it's nuts.
Like, I mean to end it, recently I also saw the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man that's coming out, and the gameplay on that is like really crazy. Like the lighting, it's like the nicest lighting I've ever seen in a video game, because it's like kind of like golden hour, and there's like a lot of like lens flares and things like that, which you never really see in that I've ever really seen. I guess I don't, you know, I've seen gameplay of like Metal Gear Solid or whatever, and the Spider-Man one was just like really incredible. If there's any video game that I would probably play that.
It's definitely happened like the second half of the PS4, Xbox One generation, and I'll tell you exactly why. It's just like all in the first half, they were just finishing games that were primarily designed for the Xbox 360 and PS3, and so everything kind of looks like dirty butthole.
Yeah.
For the first half, and then the second half, they're sort of bringing everything down from PC gaming, which, you know, just have crazy graphics cards and shit like that. And so, yeah, suddenly you have like all these crazy light models, and it's just nuts. I would say, like, you know, once, I would not say, like, if you buy any console right now, definitely don't buy anything except for the Switch, because like we're kind of like getting to the end of PS4 and Xbox lifetime. But yeah, there's a lot of good shit out there if you like a cinematic first person narrative.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, I definitely enjoy being a spectator more than I like playing the games, but I do anticipate the day where there'll be a game that comes out that I'll feel like, that I'll be like, you know what? This is it. This is the one for me. I'm hoping it'll find me. Because I want to be that immersed in a story. Because I know it'd be 100% different than being immersed in like a show.
Speaking exactly. of immersed, I got my Vive back that I haven't used it in like a year, my VR stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was playing it yesterday, and all the graphics for Vive stuff looks like garbage. I don't know why, but I hope they develop something in there, like the same thing you were talking about. Like, I hope there's finally like a game that I'm excited to like play and be in VR, yeah. but I haven't found one yet.
I really do think, at least for me, it's like the lighting of the thing.
It's
all the lighting. It's just like definitely the cinematography, like the fact that it feels like really intimate, like more so than like, I don't know. I mean, whatever. So I'm not into like really dark games. Like we're definitely coming out of a time where every game that you could ever play had just like a really dark, muted gray color palette.
Yes. Xbox 360 was just mud butt the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I actually played for a while PUBG, because it was like, even though it was a shooting game, I was just like delighted to be in that world, like running around through the grass between shooting people.
That's why people like Skyrim is 8 years old. And they're still selling copies of it because it's just a beautiful world to sort of live in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't know. Have you played Breath of the Wild, that Zelda game on Switch?
No.
I've heard it's good.
I've
heard it's like ambient gaming. Like,
yeah.
Actually, the way it's described is like a game that I'm like, okay, I think I could probably play that game.
It's so beautiful. And the way that the game is laid out, you really... There's no pressure to really finish the game. You know, like, there's nothing really, like, the attraction driving you to the main plot of it is not really that strong. And so they have this amazing dynamic world where you could, if you just want to, you could just hunt for animals with your bow and arrow, like, when, you know, just for the whole session.
That's my game! I would want to do that!
You can then take like the meats that you get. It's a fun little cartoon meats that pop out of them after you kill them. So it's not like gruesome at all.
Yeah.
And then you can go back and combine those together to cook food. And they have a nice little food making.
I just want to live in a peaceful land if I choose. Like, if I want to just turn something on. Yeah.
I've heard the music's really good too.
The music is crazy good. The music is fucking sick.
Yeah. But.
Speaking of meat, there's a little bit of beef that's been going on between the United States and North Korea.
I thought you were
going to
say the second story.
Whoa, and national hands of beef on this fucking list.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, no,
I gotta stop.
I was quiet
you.
For
I don't
a
play
bit,
video games.
And I was like, maybe there's somebody who like appreciates video game talk and they like this.
Well, I kind of thought it was funny because the first thing we talked about for a while was sports, and then we talked a lot about.
I know it's like I have
that's
nothing
like
to
so
say about any of these.
I know that's been, like so out of character, but it's fine.
Yeah, I guess we can all relate to the state of our political and international diplomacy affair.
Honestly.
This is a political safe place that we like to, you know, just put everything out on the table. And,
does anybody want to summarize what's happening?
So,
in case nobody knows, I don't really like. I honestly don't know the details other than like the headlines.
All I know is that they traveled. He canceled it for a while, and finally he made it. And then they got there, shook hands. It was awkward, and there was somebody that said like one of the awkward things that. Trump said was like, you should put Trump Towers on many of North Korea's beautiful beaches, and that's all I know.
I'm not corrupt at all.
Oh my god, this is great. Hold on. Okay, reading the article from the New York Times. Just going to read this first two paragraphs. It's in Singapore. The president of the United States pulled out an iPad and showed the leader of North Korea a slick Hollywood-style trailer. Presenting the North's possible future. There were images of fighter jets and missile launchings cut together with shots of dancing children, pictures of artisanal pizza, and time-lapse sunrises over skyscrapers.
That's what I was going to tell you guys. I watched it this morning.
Korea ad campaign?
Wait, so Trump showed that to him, or he showed that to Trump?
Yes. Trump showed this to Kim Jong-un, which never seemed to end.
There have been times of relative peace.
Thank you.
Times of great tension. While this cycle repeats, the light of prosperity and innovation has burned bright for most of the world.
It's basically, yeah, it's like a Hollywood trailer that's like, this meeting is so important, and you and I, two men, have the ability to change the world. Are we going to do the right thing and go forward into the future? And they show like all this science and technology. Are we going to take a step to the past? And they show nuclear bombs launching. And so it's like really like you have two choices. You can either agree or disagree. And if you disagree, we're fucking killing each other. That's like, it was a really blunt video. Like, I don't know if maybe they just think they're
stupid.
That's
a content strategy. That is a content strategy.
I am highly impressed. I will have to say that is the move of a true fucking salesman, where he was like, everything is business, everything is advertising, including the fate of North Korea. And so he created a pitch deck of like how to pitch fucking North Korea outside of nuclear war. What in the actual fuck?
I would love to see like just that little like meeting, and they're like, okay, fighter jets, children dancing.
Yeah,
someone's like pizza.
Like, he was,
they're
like
yes.
To watch it. Oh my god, an Amazon drone delivery drone was in the video.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically like, if I had to like dissect it was basically like, you guys have been living in like this isolated world, and meanwhile, everything else, even though you declare it's evil, has been progressing, and we've built this like futuristic world. Now, do you want to be a part of it, or do you want to be fucking destroyed by our bombs?
There's also
an implied pitch there that's like, listen, Kim, man to man. Let me tell you about some real shit. Okay, you could either be respected, or you could be rich.
Yeah, that's exactly.
My pitch to you is instead of being this leader guy that you want to be, why don't you just get fucking crazy rich? Because it's way better.
Yeah. Especially, like, it's true. They've been in true isolation. I can't wait to find out when they crack open the lid on this place, like, how fucking poverty and messed up this country actually is, because you know things sometimes leak out. Like they have to be in extreme dire, you know, need to actually come to this place, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is that like he probably knows that Trump doesn't really actually give a fuck about whether or not he denuclearizes. Trump probably admires him for his moxie in developing a nuclear program.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, they can just hide a fuck ton of nukes. And, you know, the situation is completely possible where, like, Trump doesn't really check very hard to see what they've got, because he is getting the fucking Nobel Peace Prize and doesn't really, you know, he'll be out of there and dead before, like, the real implications actually happen.
What? You think Trump is going to get a fucking Nobel Peace Prize for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If it works,
yeah.
It's possible.
I mean, I think it's going
to
work.
Right, but it's like, is
it doesn't have to. And what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't have to actually work. They just have to pretend that it's working.
I know. So, like, what is that award ceremony next year?
Yeah.
Like, this
I don't know. This, we're really jumping the gun on that. I mean.
I don't know. I know.
Yeah.
It's still crazy.
And Chairman Kim Jong-un.
Do you guys, okay, I was watching, like,
in a meeting to remake history. To shine in the sun. One moment. One choice. What if?
Yo.
Remains to be read.
He's so good. I cannot believe it. It's so disappointing.
Was he grinning like he was holding out a fucking Trump steak the whole time he's holding his iPad?
Yeah, dude. He was probably just.
Oh, he
like,
watched it on iPad.
I don't.
I forget.
Yeah.
He pulled out. It was like a theater scenario.
I mean, yeah.
Well, Trump, I would say it is pretty smart, though.
I mean,
because,
I think
like,
that
I
mean, it states
smart.
His whole it states his goals in like a visual language, and probably he got it translated so that he could actually understand it. You know, like a clumsy like shaking of the hands and like a few words clumsily spoken.
That's my
wouldn't do
point.
As well as this video. Like right. I'm not that's mad yeah, about the video. Still, really.
Trump is like, how can I manipulate someone without, you know, through a translator? That's impossible.
You guys, like, as somebody that worked in advertising for 7 years, I have been in meetings where we discuss what is the best medium to deliver the pitch in, a regular, like, keynote, or do we actually spend the budget to, like, produce something in studio that feels like a cinematic, like, actually you hire a director, spend tons of money, and create, like, a movie, Hollywood-type movie trailer for just, like, a razor or something, or, like, a vodka. And, like, mm-hmm. that is, and even down, like, I'm not joking, like, even down to the detail of putting it on an iPad and handing it to the person is something that is discussed. So this was, like, a highly choreographed thing.
Yeah, I don't think the idea of the video is that bad. Maybe, like, the content and, like, the sort of tone of it is really corny as hell.
Yeah, but
like,
yeah,
the idea of the video isn't bad, I would say.
Like, edit this video. Like, no pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Who fucking edited this?
Good question.
Who edited this?
And how long somebody just, like, call?
What's that?
I think Trump edited it.
Whoa. In, on his phone?
He did it. He did it in Avid.
Wow, amazing. No, I mean, like, how long? Because the meeting was sort of scheduled and on and off. Like, how long ago did you think? Like, do you think they pushed off the meeting because their video wasn't done being edited?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a trash video, honestly.
It was like
yeah.
a union worker in house at the White House that edited it because, like, they can't hire like I don't know, like a you know a crazy. Advertising agency to do it.
It's honestly, it's a 4 minutes and 11 seconds, and the video is all stock footage. Like, there is nothing original.
Yeah,
like it's garbage. It really wouldn't. This is an edit that probably took 2 days.
But this is
maybe like, one day. Like two days comfortably. Dude, a few hours. You could do it in a few hours.
No, I'm telling you, like this is like how we would usually do a pitch deck. It is stock video. And it takes months to, like, edit a thing. Months.
Yeah, because...
I think
he totally yayed it. Like, I think he pooped a scooped it. I think they made this, like, at the last hour.
Yeah. I mean, I think Tree is actually right, but I am much more entertained by the idea that he was like, hey, that, you know, that kid, that...
We gotta get a movie. We gotta get a movie to show him. No, I really think that's actually true.
I am truly impressed. I would have never thought that this would happen in history. He really, I don't know.
They're gonna give him a Nobel Prize. Like, that's like the least absurd thing about 2018 so far.
We'll see. I it might work. Like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, you know, Kim Jong, he might be dumb as hell. Like, This might actually work on him. Like, who? Like, he just inherited his position. He might be an idiot. This would probably work.
I mean, what's his goal, right? So his goal is to protect the sovereignty of North Korea and establish him, you know, gain the leverage that you need to get, you know, the sovereignty. He wants to be in power. I mean, he killed his own brother, right? Like, he had his own brother assassinated.
Yeah.
So there could be no dispute about his supremacy as leader of North Korea. You know, this guy, we're so quick to forget that this guy is one of the most heinous, not us in here, obviously, but, like, you know, generally the media is like, oh my God, it's so exciting. And, like, Kim Jong-un is one of the worst human rights abusers and violators, like, in a good little bit in modern history.
Yeah.
Like, the reason he's doing it is because you know, he wants a level playing field with countries like the U.S. So he's actually already gotten everything that he wants.
I saw like on Vice last night, like they were talking to people that live in Los Angeles and like K-Town or whatever, just like like what their opinion was, and like, yeah, people were just like, fucking, like, he deserves to fucking die. Like, they were very passionate about that. Like, I mean, that was like an older guy, and like, as someone,
so they said, fuck the peace, just like, let's
be able to live normal. Well, this was an older guy, probably like 60 or so, but yeah, he's like, that is, he's the biggest fucking disgusting piece of shit, and he does not deserve it.
I think this is probably one of the reasons why you should listen to your elders. He's probably like, no, I have seen every aspect of.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Did we?
Every aspect.
I think my take was so hot that it just like the internet couldn't. No, I was just saying, like, you know, there is a good reason to listen to your elders on this one, because the young person was probably like, well, I'm not terribly affected by this, so I wish it would just end. And the old guy is like, I mean, some fucking shit, my friends.
Yeah, but it's almost like, you know,
yeah.
With that said, at what point, like, that, even with him being so terrible, this is probably the best thing we should do. We should try
Absolutely.
You know, hand over, like, the olive branch or whatever, and just, like, try to move past it. Because, like, those people that still live there are probably, like, elated. They're finally going to be able to, like, be free to any capacity. Like, I don't know what the restrictions are going to be, but those are real people that live there that are, like, legit starving.
Mm-hmm. And they also don't deserve to be like implicated in a nuclear war for literally no reason either.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy.
I watched this documentary on like what it's like to live there, and it was crazy because they have these speakers, and this was like a rich family. Like they wouldn't show the super super poor places. Like this was like the best case scenario of someone. And it was not a nice place. I don't need to describe it, but like. In their house, they had one of those speakers, you know, in like your classroom, like in school, like the little speaker that the announcements would come through. They had one of those on their wall that was always playing like propaganda radio.
Yeah.
And it had a volume knob on it, but you couldn't turn it all the way off. Like there's no way to turn it. Like you could turn it up.
Required
but
to have one of those?
Yeah.
Oh,
it just comes on automatically. Like you can't. You can only turn it down a like I'm sure there like people just put pillows in front of it, but you can't even turn it off.
I cannot wait for these stories. Like the last leak that happened, I don't know when, but maybe like a year or so, there was a picture of like an extremely like hungry and starved like young girl or something that was like released, and then it kind of just revealed like how poor the actual regular worker class was, and and then I saw a documentary too where then just like I think everybody knows this because it was in that movie where you go to a restaurant and there's like no business, but if you're like a reporter or something, they always have staff on call to like make it seem like it's a place that's like in use. So just like extremities for sure.
I did think when you were mentioning the speaker, I was like, this would be, can you imagine if Trump was like, listen, so U.S. government's going to start a media company, right? We want to make sure that we get the facts right. And we're going to deliver it over Amazon Alexas.
Mm.
Also, you can't turn it off.
Yeah, it just comes out of, if you have a speaker in your house, it's going to come on. Don't worry about it. That's normal.
Wow.
You can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's real, terrifying.
Real news. Only a real news there.
I guess my question is like, what things did they agree on? Like, man to man, other than this, like, fucking iPad video?
Nothing. You guys should just hop on. Like, if you guys are interested in this, and I say you guys, like, the collective audience, just hop on to the NPR wrap-up podcast.
Mm.
It's, like, a really nice 20-minute podcast at the end of every day, Monday through Thursday. And so for the 11th, the 12th, you know, just hop on that one and like, it's pretty clear that we didn't agree to anything, at least as far as people know.
Oh, yeah, the United States didn't agree to anything, but I guess I'm saying from man to man, right? Like, personally, like, these two men are both really horrible people, and so it makes sense that somehow they came to, they were both coming from two places in life that they could like actually sit in the same room and like have a negotiation.
Absolutely, yeah. Trump is like, listen, dude, you can, if I do this, it'll be sick for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if, you know, you let me know what you want, and, you know,
yeah,
we'll get it rocking. We'll get party rocking in here. We'll get awards. You'll be a cool dude.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, awesome. Our press is great. Like, you're going to be in the news. You're going to get some Amazon drones and some Alexas. You know, why put speakers in everybody else's house when you can convince the public to put a speaker in their house willingly, and you can make money off of that. So we've got some tricks up our sleeve. We can hand them to you. You can just get rid of the nuclear weapons, and we'll make you rich.
Man, he should have taken Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Dennis Rodman or something.
Oh, really? That was amazing. That was
the
good.
The MAGA hat. Oh, and he was like flipping.
Oh, yeah, talking about pot coin.
I was gonna bring.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was wearing a pot coin. He was talking about this, like, North Korean. This was, like, a South Korean broadcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, like, an international.
No.
I don't know. Either way, he was wearing a MAGA hat, but also a coin or a shirt that said pot coin. And he was actually talking about Trump, but, like, this sort of visual display and sunglasses also.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I just flawless 2018. That's what I'm saying. We've got Dennis Rodman out here. Just looking like that, and like, you're telling me that you can't conceptualize Trump getting a Nobel Peace Prize? Like, we're so
beyond. Absolutely. I mean,
I forgot how crazy Dennis Rodman is, because I watched a couple of interviews with him from like a couple years ago and stuff, and it's like, I'm like, wow. Like, he doesn't only look crazy.
He's a wild guy. I didn't watch what it was, but all I saw him doing was just kind of like flipping out, and then the anchor just kind of like with his mouth just like dropped on like live television or whatever. So yeah.
I hope it was Chris Hayes. That'd be sick.
Yeah, wasn't it Chris Hayes?
I don't know, but Chris Hayes is, you know, he's from Brooklyn. He cracks me up.
Yeah.
Speaking of cracking up, did you guys hear about Netflix losing their they were down for a little while apparently I think it was Monday at some point.
You guys found
Netflix? I just recently got it again. I didn't have it for a really long time.
Do you guys have your own subscription, or are you like hanging on?
I am the progenitor.
Just out of curiosity.
I actually was hanging on for a long time.
I don't know that word.
I pay for it.
What'd you say, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I was mooching for a while, and I recently just bought it, and I think it was specifically because I wanted to watch a show. But
was it? Did it feel good, like, finally, like, being like,
kind
yeah, this
of,
is this
yeah,
is my
but
account.
Honestly, no, because I don't want to pay $7. I don't use it that much.
Yeah, I've been that using my sick. Friends since high school.
I paid for, like, every service. I have YouTube TV.
Whoa.
Is that because you're like, a specialist and you feel like you got to experience all of the different
that
platforms?
Really, it's just because I'm impulsive and bad with money, to be honest with you.
Huh.
Wait, did you say you have YouTube Red or something?
YouTube Red and YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah, YouTube TV.
YouTube TV is pretty sick, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think it's like $40 a month, honestly. But the nice thing is that you sort of have unlimited DVR. So if you find something on TV that is like, you know, at least my justification was, it's like, I can use this to, like, really print premium memes if I desire.
Yeah.
But, of course, I have not. I haven't done a single one. But it is cool to have TV. All right, what were we talking about?
Just Netflix being down.
Oh, I was going to say something about Netflix, which is just, like, they're doing some pretty tight shit with experimental anime.
Yeah.
Really?
That's cool. Yeah, there's a ton of Netflix original anime out there.
Huh.
I gotta check that out.
Anime.
Yeah. Some of it's good, some of it's really bad. I just watched this one. It's called A.I.C.O. It's called Aiko Incarnation.
Okay.
And it is a sort of, you know, it's a fun little anime with a great budget. You know, they spent, the nice thing about Netflix original animes, like, they're sort of shorter, so their episodes always look really good and sound really good. They're spending that budget like a little bit more tightly. So it's like 12 episodes. And
okay. It's
pretty cool because basically imagine if, like, you know, it's a pretty traditional like kaiju story, like giant monster, except that the giant monster is like literally cancer.
Literally what?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Damn.
So they have made, in this little story, you know, the Japanese have invented like perfect synthetic bio tissue, and there is some kind of event where there's like a factory that's making huge amounts of bio tissue, and it freaks out and goes, you know, gains like some kind of sentience on its own and literally breaks out and reproduces like all over.
Ew.
Japan.
It's just flesh. So the flesh just runs away from the hospital?
Yeah, it just expands. Sentience?
I love that.
Zach's got to go to Ohio.
Yeah. I got to hit the airport. All right, guys. I'll see you next week. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, that Indian babe, but okay.
Wait, is that on trending topics?
Yeah, it was on Monday, number 9.
Yeah, that's on there.
I just saw it and I thought it was crazy, but
all right.
You guys talk about it. I will say that
that's,
she's 35. I think he's like 24.
That's what people are freaking out about, I guess.
Yeah.
A cougar.
That's right. They look hot together.
She doesn't look old.
She's
fucking 35.
No, she looks good.
That's good though, because women live longer than men, so they might, if they stay together, they might die together.
Die at the exact same time.
No, I don't think it's. I'm on board. I mean, I don't know. I don't have much to say about it, but I don't.
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
It. Yeah. It's wrong.
I have a problem with it.
I think everybody needs to date people like within, you know, 4 years.
Whoa, a conservative stance here.
Nah, JK, I don't care.
I am. I'm like 5 years older than my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's normal. Ryan, how do you feel about that?
It's not, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care.
I'm on the fence. I don't know.
So everyone's entitled to their own stance.
Do you have anything else to say about this, Anna? Like, what did you want to say about it?
Oh, nothing. Just I was just scrolling and I saw it and I was like, I know these people, and that's some wild news. A lot of love in the air.
I mean, I would say that a lot of people are still getting jealous. Probably. Because of this relationship.
It's true. It's true.
You know what I mean? That was...
No.
Did anyone get that? Did anyone get that? Jealous, like the Nick Jonas song. I'm still getting jealous.
Wow. All right.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, we should just close it up because, like, I don't even know what else to talk about.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Something?
No, I was just going to say, we hit so many topics, there's literally no more news.
There's a lot of other stuff, but I'm like, who the
no,
fuck
there
is
really
Julian Lupeggi? Who the... I don't know.
Yeah,
there's like a bunch of stuff
that
I'm like, what? I don't... Yeah, you guys don't even want to hear about the rest of the stuff that's trending.
We hit the big one.
We hit what we can, and we leave the rest out there. If you guys... If there was something you wanted us to talk about, let us know, and we'll talk about it next time.
Sorry if we've been ignorant about, like, anything.
But we
this
were
is
very
like
not
we said
this on most things.
Yeah, this show's about shooting from the nut, and that's what we were doing.
Straight off the nut.
I'm so glad that show came back. This is the third time. All right, okay. Guys.
Tune in next week for SEO show. We'll be back.
Peace and saw.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh wait, I gotta play the theme song, don't I? Forgot. Yeah. Hold on. Sorry.
Yeah. Pump that track.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.